Praise be Jesus and Mary. Hallelujah. On behalf of all of the friars here at Our Lady's Chapel, I'd like to wish each one of you a very blessed Easter. Hallelujah is a word that we haven't heard for 6 weeks. It comes from the two Hebrew words that mean praise Yahweh, or in English it means praise God, or praise the Lord. And we should praise God, with our whole heart today, especially, because we celebrate the most important event in human history. Jesus Christ has triumphed over death and risen from the grave. Now, have you ever noticed how many people in our society are terrified of death? I guess this should be no surprise if the children at Fatima saw souls falling into hell like snowflakes in 1917. Who wants to do that? And we know the world was a little more godly back then than it is today. Today, we do everything we can, to live longer. For a Christian, to experience this would be a mystery, considering the goal of life is to get to heaven. Just a moment ago, St. Paul reminded us that we must set our sights on things above, where Christ is seated at God's right hand. So why would we want to hang around here any longer than we have to? If we can be with Jesus and Mary, for Christians, death isn't something to be afraid of. Death has been destroyed in Jesus Christ. Death is now the doorway that we have to pass through if we want to enter into a new life of eternal glory. It's not something that we should try to avoid. The reason, of course, why people want to prolong their life is because they're not ready to stand in judgment before the living God. They're living their life according to their own will, not His. But Jesus gives us the remedy for that today as well. It was on the night our Lord rose from the dead that He instituted the sacrament of confession. He breathed on His apostles, and He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they are retained." And this is so important to our Lord. It was that it was at His request that the Sunday after Easter, next Sunday, has become Divine Mercy Sunday. He's told us that He wishes to shower down an ocean of mercy upon us, more than we even wish to receive it or to ask for it. And of course, the place to ask for it is in the confessional. It's only there with a sincere confession that our sins are forgiven. It's only there that we find the peace that comes with absolution. If we're in a state of grace, striving to love God with our whole life, our whole heart, through a life of prayer and penance, then we have absolutely nothing to fear in death. Rather, it's something that we should look forward to. After all, every Mass we pray after the Our Father that we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior. And the Lord comes for each one of us. The end of the world comes for each one of us the day that we die. So we don't have to be worried about all these prophets of gloom and doom about the world coming to an end. As long as we're ready, it doesn't matter. And this is what our faith is all about. We don't have to look for ways to hang on here, What we have to do is look for ways to get to heaven. We know that the only way that leads to eternal life is Jesus Christ. There's no one in this world that will allow us to live forever. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, or Confucius, or Joseph Smith. Our Lord Jesus Christ has promised us eternal life with Him and has given us everything we need to achieve and fulfill this promise. The question is, do we really believe this? That's what we're going to state in a moment, when we renew our baptismal vows. So we need to look very seriously at ourselves after having come through the 40 days of Lent where we were trying to die to our passions and put ourselves and all the things of this world aside so that that we could focus on a life in Christ. And today, as we celebrate the resurrection, we need to ask ourselves in the depths of our heart, am I filled with hope in the resurrection? Not merely do I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. None of us would be here today if we didn't believe. But do we really hope in our resurrection from the dead? There's a story that's been floating around the internet for some time about Jeremy, a terminally ill student that was 12 years old and in the second grade. He was actually attending a Catholic school, St. Teresa, and he just couldn't learn. He made unusual noises, and he often drooled. And to most of the kids, he was an object of humor. To his teacher, Jeremy was an exasperating, difficult student. And 3 months before he died, both the students and the teacher changed their opinion of him. Miss Miller gave an assignment before Easter that required all the students to take an empty plastic egg and bring it back the next day with something in the egg that represented new life. And the teacher planned to call Jeremy's parents that night and explain the assignment so that Jeremy would do what she asked. But, you know, several things came up that evening, and it just slipped her mind to call them. So when she opened the 19 eggs with the children, you know, the first one had a flower in it. And the teacher affirmed that the fact that a flower represents new life. And the second egg contained a butterfly, which everyone agreed signified new life. The third egg had a moss-covered rock, which demonstrated new life as well. And to the chagrin of Miss Miller, the fourth egg was empty. And she quickly guessed that it was Jeremy's egg, and you know, she laid it down without comment so as not to embarrass him. And Jeremy piped up, "Miss Miller, you know, aren't you going to talk about my egg?" And flustered, Miss Miller said, "Jeremy, your egg is empty." And Jeremy looked softly into her eyes and replied, "Yes, but Jesus' tomb was empty too." And Miss Miller later spent the recess period crying with a softened heart. You know, 3 months later, when Jeremy died, his theology was represented by 19 plastic eggs on his casket, you know, all of which were empty. And the great hope of Easter is found in an empty tomb that promises new life. May God bless you and Mary keep you.